This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 17th. Cattle markets yesterday were lower to start the day, mostly chopping around in fairly quiet trade. But then we saw the surge higher once again later in the day as the markets closed firm and finding pretty decent buying on, a quietly lower day. One aberration to that, of course, is the front month October live cattle, which was up about a buck and a half following a what appears to be a higher cash trade on the week. And of course, that's going to expire here in a week or just over a week. So that's going to track much more closely with the cash, whereas the back months, of course, have a little more time to adjust to that. But the cash market has been performing pretty well. Last week alone, we were up about $3 on the Fed trade. And this week, we've seen a few thousand head trade, looks to be up another couple dollars over last week at around 111. We've seen some Fed trade. Dress trade around 177, which would be up about 7 over last week. So there is definitely a firm tone to the beef market and the cattle complex. The show lists appear to be a bit lower this week, so it does look like the feedlots have some leverage, and it looks like the packers continue to come after the market, but simply, you know, don't have the kind of leverage that they typically have, it would appear. Box beef values yesterday were mixed. Choice was up 26 cents at 218, select down 11 cents at 191. The spread between the two was up 37 cents at 26.91. Movement 154 loads, a pretty good movement for a Wednesday. Feeder cattle index was up 3 at 145.12. So there too, the feeder cattle continue to be well supported in the cash trade, which of course is supporting the futures market along with the higher live cattle trade. So we've yet to see that wall of feeder cattle come into the market. We've kind of been bracing ourselves for that, you know, holding our breath after seeing 2 months of lower than normal placements, kind of expecting to see a kind of, you know, a big bunching up of calves moving into the feedlots. If that's happening, it's not pressuring the market. So the feedlots are ready for it. They have the space for it. Feed is cheap and there's plenty of it. And so that's really not much of a factor. So, you know, the feeder cattle market holding together well, live cattle market holding together well. We're certainly not getting the break that I was expecting to see about this time to set us up for the next leg up into the holidays. It's hard to envision the market just continuing to work its way higher all the way into early December, but, you know, it could. Normally you get some sort of a pullback here, especially with a market that has rallied up to some significant resistance levels. It is worth noting that the December contract, you know, even though the market's been consistently moving higher, it really hasn't been the December leading the way. It has yet to really take out those July double tops, whereas the back months have done that quite a while ago. And yet the December isn't really quite able to do it. So that's, I think, worth noting, that we seem to be struggling from a chart formation on the front months, which should really be the leader. In feeder cattle, we managed to jab above those July double tops late in September. Then we backed off just a little bit, and now we're back up to just barely above those September highs. So if nothing else, the double tops from July on both the lives and the feeders do seem to be an important price level. The market has stalled out there in the recent past and just barely getting above there for now, but there's definitely quite a bit of price action going on there. So it's an important price level, and the market, you know, while it's able to get above that, it hasn't really been able to extend very much. It's trading above it, it's spending a lot of time coming back and retesting it, which is normal. Perhaps you're just going to form a basing pattern here, a sideways pattern. My guess is you will still get that pullback. It just, you know, obviously hasn't happened yet. I still look for that to happen, but it's not happening very quickly, which A, tells me that there's quite a bit of support under this market, and further confirms my thinking that we should have a strong market into early December, at least for live cattle, which looks like it would support the feeder cattle as well. So if we do get the pullback yet before we get that run up into early December, then I don't think it'll be very deep. We'll see. But again, cash markets are firm, the futures market is firm and well supported. So that tells me that there's plenty of interest in this market on the buy side. And if we do get a pullback, it'll probably just be a profit-taking one and probably will be used as an opportunity to get long. Certainly would be by us, but it just hasn't happened yet. So we'll see where it goes. But I think ultimately we're moving higher into early December. Maybe it extends into mid to late December. Usually your holiday buying is done by the 1st of December. Now, last year we had storm after storm across the Central Plains and Western Midwest, which really wreaked havoc, just completely disrupted the marketing, the weight gains, the placement patterns. I mean, just absolutely disrupted the cattle market for the entire year. So we're kind of, expecting that we'll get back on track this year, but obviously weather will be the final determination there. Anyway, so the fundamentals, I think, are supportive for the market into early December. After that, you still have all these calves that are going to be placed late. They're going to be larger animals when they get placed. They're going to be larger framed, and they're going to be most likely quite a bit heavier when they're marketed. And that takes us into that March and April time window. So that's what we're bracing for. And perhaps February, if indeed September sees heavy placements. And the Cattle and Feed report out next Friday will give us a look at just where we're at with that. But at some point, we're going to see a lot of cattle being placed in feedlots, and that will give us a better indication of when those will be marketed and when to expect some pressure in the market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.